The Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Mahama Ayaraga, has emphasized the need for the youth to pursue energy-related courses. This, he noted, will place Ghana on a sound footing to achieve its goal of becoming an energy exporter by 2015. Mr. Ayaraga said this at a forum on energy education in Accra. He asked the youth to focus on acquiring practical skills and not rely on the theoretical aspect of education. Na Jagbuyagu has filed this report.
The forum, organized by Go Study Abroad GSA, an education consultancy, is to provide the public with the courses available in the energy sector. It is also to promote African universities and facilitate collaboration with foreign institutions. Mr. Ayaraga, however, warned against brain drain and asked that GSA give students orientation that will make them return to Ghana after their studies. Mr. Ayaraga appealed to foreign universities to partner local ones to enable more people to have access to their programs. The chief executive officer of the GSA, Mrs. Mono Asampong, said the agency is partnering institutions such as Coventry University, University of Dundee, and the Ghana Telecom University College, DTUC, to expose the public to careers available in the energy industry. The head of graduate admissions at a GTUC, Vera Graham Asante, spoke on the benefits of studying energy-related courses.
Apart from the mainstream oil and gas companies, we also have allied agencies who are providing functions or roles for those mainstream companies. So in the supply chain, they also play key roles in the oil and gas industry. So even if you do oil and gas, it's not everything that you do in the oil and gas that will make you land on the Jubilee Fields or something. If you did finance, if you did supply chain, if you did marketing, your role is not on the rig. But then there are allied agencies that you can perfectly work for, still within the same industry.
A lawyer and a petroleum law student at the University of Dundee, Mrs. Sadia Chinwihesi, emphasized the need for lawyers and judges to specialize in areas related to the oil and gas sector.
It's important for the judges who will be hearing disputes relevant to the sector to understand what are the peculiarities of the sector, because of course it's a highly specialized field, and so in addition to knowing the general principles of law, it is important to know what are the things that are relevant to that sector. So I'm aware that several of the judges have been sent to the universities doing the petroleum law courses, and there is going to be a specialist division, as we have a family division, a land division, there is going to be an oil and gas sector in the judiciary, and so those people need to be, you know, adequately equipped to hear disputes relevant to the sector.
Nanda Buleagu found that report.